Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR on 5890. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program. We're in fellowship of the Festival of Tabernacles. It's the seventh month occasion on the lunar calendar, and we're so glad to have you in here tonight. I need a CD out of that box right there real quick. Praise Yahweh. And we're thankful to have you in our listening house. We've got a great list of guests tonight that we're going to be bringing in here to you, and let them drop a testimony down your way, and hope that they'll say something that would stir your heart to encourage you in the last days to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, the Bible will tell you for sure that if you are not prepared, blessed are they that he finds when he comes, that they will be doing the will of the Father. And the will is to love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, and all of your strength. Now, that's a pretty powerful to encourage you to seek Yahweh in the day that you will need him. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. Planes and tanks, gold, silver, an army of 10 million, 20 or 30 or hundreds of millions will not do you any good when you stand before him. He's coming back after people that's kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Now, it's wonderful for those who have prepared to meet him, to be also ready, for you know not in what hour that Yahweh would come to receive you. The seventh month, and in that day, Yahweh wants to know if you love him, if you're keeping his festival. Did you know it's a commandment to keep his festivals three times a year? And if you keep his festivals three times a year, I believe that Yahweh would bless you, and he would give you the courage to seek his face and to call upon his name while he's near. Praise Yahweh. Now, I've got several of the brethren here that are going to leave their testimony tonight with you. And they're going to share with you the things that Yahweh has given to them and blessed them with the knowledge. Most of these brothers and sisters are seasoned in the faith and salted. They put their hands to the plow. They won't look back because them that do are not worthy. And we're going to start tonight with Brother Pard. He's from up in Illinois. He's been with me many times in the festivals and on the radio program. So, Brother Pard, we're glad to have you in here tonight. And welcome in here with Pastor Buddy tonight and the Shepherd's Call.
Praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, it is a pleasure to be here. It's so joyful. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is Brother Pard, spelled P-A-R-D, meaning people are real dumb. But that is only because you haven't had the chance for Yahweh to open your eyes. I hope that sometime in the future that your eyes will open. You'll see that there is only one Father, not a God, that loves you, that's brought you here, and let you learn who he is, so you're prepared to take the next step to paradise with him. If you don't know his name and you haven't been baptized in his name, you ain't gonna make it nowhere. Jesus, the Son God, won't get you out of the toilet. Only Yahweh will take you to paradise, and I pray to Yahweh that he will open the eyes of all the brothers and sisters of Israel, from Jacob that will come into the fold and be with Yahweh in paradise. Okay, Pastor Buddy, that's about all I can tell the brothers and sisters right this time.
Thank you, Brother Hart. We got a lot of people here from several states that's represented in the festival, and we're so thankful that they've made their way here for 8 days of glorious festivals and of keeping the faith and not denying his name. I'd like to read you a scripture just to bring back to your memory what is required of those who say they love him. And that is in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 24, to remind you of your duty to serve the king. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. Now, we know that that is what we would call the Feast of Trumpets. And that would be the new moon occasion. A lot of people don't keep the moon calendar, the lunar as we call it, because they're on a Gregorian time schedule. Yahweh wants you on his schedule, regardless of what the Bible says, for you to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Yahweh wants you to obey him and find the true way. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Have you ever considered that? You're supposed to light a fire. An offering made by fire. And Yahweh spake to Moses again, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people overlook these scriptures that are written on our behalf. You say, well, that was for them. It wasn't for me. Well, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve Yahweh. Those that love him and fear him spake often one unto another out of the book and the Bible, and they got about their father's business, and they kept his commandments. Also, he shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your mighty one. Now, we've already kept the day of atonement. We fasted and we prayed according to the scriptures. Blessed are they that would love him. And whose and whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty serious stuff, and we believe that Yahweh is a keeper of the word, and we know he didn't break the law, and we're not suggesting that you do that. So we would hope and trust that you yourself are here somewhere around the country keeping the Festival of Tabernacles. And you shall do no manner of work, for it will be a statue forever throughout your generations in all of your dwellings. Now, Brother Bruce Willis, tonight, from up in the great state of Ohio. Brother Bruce, welcome in here with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and hope you're enjoying the festival.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. I count it a real privilege and honor just to be able to mention the name of Yahweh. I was baptized in his name several years ago. I'm 65 years old, and I was raised in a Holiness Church in the Wesleyan Methodist. We went to Nazarene, went to Church of Christ and Christian Union, and when I got out of the Navy, I went and started going to the charismatic churches and kept seeking my working my salvation out. And a few years ago, I found out the real name was Yahweh. How many people across this great land of ours that read the King James, don't know
Amen.
What his name is.
Amen.
For he says in Psalm 68:4, he that rideth upon the heavens, for his name is Yah. I'm just so thankful I've come into that wonderful name.
Praise
Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Brother Bruce. We appreciate that good testimony. Bruce and his family down here celebrating the Festival of Tabernacles. We've got Miss Arlene. She's been with me before on this program. And Miss Arlene, leave your testimony.
I'm Arlene Allen from Survey Plains, Tennessee. And I'm very much enjoying the festival. And it would be very hard to describe our pastor and I know the name of Yahweh in that because right now I've got a Bible that has the name of Yahweh in it. It's not Lord or God or Jesus, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
I'm thankful to know the name.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the association with this group here. And there's so many obstacles sometimes there. For the spirituality, you know, to prosper. Sometimes things happen that kind of you feel like it's setting you back. But you just have to relax. Yahweh do his work. That's all it is.
Amen.
That has
feedback. All right, sis. Thank you, Miss Arlene. You know, the faithful, the ones that's been with him from the beginning, and that remain faithful, I said a while ago that they that put their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom. Our command as soldiers for the crown, we're talking about the crown that's laid up for us. We're not talking about some crown that's laid up for the wicked. We're not worried about silver and gold. We're worried about those things that's written in the Bible, that if we are to be presented before him, that we will be worthy to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many." Isn't Yahweh wonderful?
Hallelujah.
He's joyful. It's unspeakable to serve him. Praise Yahweh, to tell people what he's done for us and to give him glory and honor. He's something that is worth serving. And if you're worth saving, you will serve him, because if you'll love him, you'll keep his commandment. Now, I've got Brother Odell, and Brother Odell's got a song for you. I think he's going to sing to you, and then he'll leave a testimony for you also. And we're thankful that we can sing in the festivals and rejoice, play the harps and the guitars and the trumpets and the drums and the loud instruments of praise and honor. The Bible said praise him in a loud voice. You know, Brother Odell, the man that was lame at the feet, and Peter met him and saw that he had faith to be healed. And the Bible said, just as soon as strength was received in his ankle bones, he leaped up, and he ran leaping and praising Yahweh down through the temple. And ladies and gentlemen, it's good to get a blessing. It's good to never have walked and to experience the power to walk. And so he was happy, and if I'd have been there, I'd have shouted with him. Praise Yahweh. Brother Odell?
Thank you, Brother Buddy. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here among such powerful people. My brothers and sisters, we love them. I love them very dearly. And I know that they love us, each of us, accordingly. And I just wanted to say, I think Yahweh laid a song on my heart. And I know if you're listening, a lot of people like this. And it has a real life-changing wording in it. But before I do, I'd just like to say, I could have used any excuse in the world to not come to the feast.
Amen.
And miss the blessing that I missed, Brother Buddy.
Amen.
And I could never, ever recall it. I know last year I missed the Day of Atonement. And I called the pastor and I said, Brother Buddy, I need to ask you a question. I sort of forgot the Day of Atonement. What can I do? He said, nothing. And you know, that was real discouraging to me because of my slothfulness that I missed that. He said, just make sure you keep it next year. And praise Yahweh, we did. Was real attentive to the day when it comes. I just want to leave a, thought with you. And for the brothers and sisters that's listening, thank you for sacrificing and coming. And words can't explain all that what's been done, what's got to be done. We worked all day today and yesterday, and we've done some things needed before winter. But we really had a good time doing it.
Amen.
And I just like to say this before I sing this little song to you, that keep this in mind. Every time you breathe, you say the Creator's name.
Amen.
And the point is, He could stop that breath at any time.
Amen.
And then you would have no room to make it right or readjust what you should have done or could have done. But I just want to leave that little thought with you. And I want to sing this song. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
Because without Him, we're nothing. And with Him, we can do all things in His name.
Amen.
So hope you enjoy it. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. And look forward to you maybe sometime getting together with us. You'll never regret it, and it will be a memory you'll keep forever. When I look around and see the good things Yahweh does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings He freely gives, I owe my life to Him. I got so much to thank Him for, and I got so much to praise Him for, so much to thank Him for. Well, you see, now He's been so good to you and me, and when I think,
yes,
of what He's done and where He brought me from, I got so much to thank Him for. It's sometimes while on this way I stop, I kneel and say thank you for all you've done for me. And when I reach sweet heaven shore, oh please, just let me kneel once more. I got so much to thank Him for. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Odell. You know, a lot of people love that song because it sort of, you know, fits your being, because you know that if He's ever done anything for you, like lay down His life, that's a whole lot to thank Him for. You could thank Him from now till the kingdom come, and you wouldn't thank Him enough. Praise Yahweh. You know, brothers and sisters, we're living in a time such as we have never experienced. We are in disarray in America. Look at your nation. Look around you. There's storms. There's drought. There's famine. There's people hungry. In this nation, this is supposedly, we've been told, it's the mightiest nation upon the earth. But it takes more than military might to be content and to be happy and to be full and to be blessed. You can have the strongest army in the world and a weak faith. You can't please Him.
Yahweh needs men and women that will lay down and hazard their life for the name of Yahweh. This is the time for those who have got their hands to the plow to press on and not look back. We have with us tonight Brother John. Brother John's been with us many times before. And Brother John, we want you to leave your testimony here tonight at the festival in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We're having a good time.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. My name is John. Originally, I'm from Wisconsin, and I was raised in the Lutheran Church for 57 years. This is the sixth year I've been here. I came here in the year 2005, and during that, the Feast of Tabernacles in the year 2005, I got baptized. Now, like I said, I was in the Lutheran Church for 57 years, and I know for sure that when I was an infant, just 29 days old, I was baptized in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, tradition is a very, very deceptive lady. You shouldn't believe it.
Amen.
Anyway, in the year 2005, I started listening to Pastor Buddy, and he had a series of sermons concerning three things. One is the name of our Savior. Number two, there is only one Savior. And number three, baptism by immersion in the name of our Savior.
Amen.
For the remission of your sins. So you might think, well, gee, here's a guy that was 57 years in the Lutheran Church and just listened to a few sermons by Pastor Buddy, and he was so easily swayed. Let's put the record straight here. I thank Yahweh that I got the true message of salvation.
Amen.
I finally came to the truth. We sit in all these churches and bell boxes and with all these false teachings or incomplete teachings and wrong teachings that were just dumbed down from the very start. Part talked about we share our real dumb. Well, after a couple of years of going to these churches, we are dumb. We don't think for ourselves. We need someone to show us the truth, which is in our Bible. This is the word of Yahweh. This is our way to salvation.
Amen.
So anyway, like I said, 6 years ago I came here, and in fact I came from halfway around the world, and no sooner was I here, I asked to be baptized.
Praise
I got baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of my sins. And that's what happened that time, and I've been coming here for six straight years.
Amen, brother.
I got out of the Lutheran Church, thankfully, and it's hard to break away.
Yeah.
I admit that. It's hard to break away. You know, it's a process. Especially after 57 years, it takes a long time to retrain your mind into the truth.
Amen.
A lie is very deceptive. A lie is easy to believe.
Amen.
Tradition is easy to fall into. You have to be very constant in your battle to get back to the truth and hold fast to it. So anyway, I was baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of my sins, and then that's when I did receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, I was in the Lutheran Church for 57 years, but that didn't get me any closer to Yahweh, it seemed like it. There was always this question of, was my salvation complete, and am I really going back there? Back to Yahweh, back to heaven to be with Him as He promised. Was I really chosen from the foundation of the world to be with Him? And this was the way to get back to Him. I was baptized, and my faith has been growing ever since. Now, I didn't go run and shout and scream hallelujah and hallelujah. I'm a very conservative person. But little by little, year by year, bit by bit, attending the feast and learning more about Yahweh and His true word. The word is in the Bible. It's just that you have to study to get out the nuggets according to His word, His way. Pastor Buddy was talking about Leviticus, where Moses was giving the commands to the people to do certain laws and ceremonies. Well, Moses gave us the law, and nobody can keep it. keep it.
Right.
Nobody can keep it at all. Only Yahweh came and kept it for us. And by his death, he gives salvation to everyone. But he did command this, you know, do what I say, do what I command, and that's the way you get back into heaven.
Amen.
Not by keeping the law,
amen,
but by doing what Yahweh commanded.
That's right, brother.
Now, if you look in the book of Mark, Mark 16:16, that should be easy to remember.
Right.
Yahweh says there that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Well, there you have it right there. And you take that passage and add it to Acts 2:38. Be baptized, repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul, I believe, talks about that we receive the Holy Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing. It's a guarantee that we shall be saved. But without baptism in his name, and believing that Yahweh is one that the so-called God of the Old Testament, who we call Yahweh, is also the God, the Spirit that lived in that body of flesh that walked this earth.
Amen, John.
For 33 years. For 33 years he walked this earth.
Yes, he did.
In perfect obedience and purity to Yahweh. And then he offered up that perfect life as a sacrifice for our sins. He didn't have to do that.
Right.
But he loved us so much that he came into this world to save his own. He's not going to save everyone.
Right.
Salvation is not meant for everyone, it's meant for his people.
Amen.
And it really grieves him that people don't get the message, that they don't come to the simple truth. Yahweh made it very simple for us. Just believe and baptize in his name, and that's the first step of salvation. That's the first number one in the plan of salvation. And I thank Yahweh, it's been a journey. You know, as you're going along, you get closer and closer, and your faith increases more and more, and you're able to do things that you weren't able to do before. You're able to see things that you weren't able to see before. And I thank Yahweh. I thank Yahweh that he sent the word through his agent, Pastor Buddy. And once again, I'm not wishy-washy, but when I heard the word, I was pricked in my heart. I knew that I had to do something. And when I got back from my travels halfway around the world, I got here to the Festival of Tabernacles, and I was here, and I got baptized in the name of Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Like I said, I didn't run and shout, and I didn't really feel anything different, but that was the day I was born back into the kingdom of Yahweh.
Amen.
Yahweh, thank you for your salvation.
Amen.
Help me to grow humbly in faith and to hold fast to the truth and to serve you always and love you always. And Yahweh says, if you love those that are with you, your brothers and sisters, you love me.
Amen.
That's how we do it. That's how we love Yahweh.
Amen.
So, Yahweh, thank you. Thank you for all these great friends. All these fellow kinsmen, Israelite men, women, and children that I've met. And thank you, Yahweh. Praise be to you. Thanks.
Amen. Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Brother John. It's a great testimony. Praise Yahweh. Well, we've got Brother Steve here. Brother Steve is multi-talented, and has done our calendar work for us for the past year. He's the author of the calendar that we have been keeping, still keeping it today. And Brother Steve has done a lot of research into this issue, and well as he might, because you know, you need to know what you're doing, and you need to know what time it is. Everybody should be on the same page with the calendar that Yahweh has designed in the biblical applications for the set times and the festivals. And we know that Yahweh gave us a calendar for our benefit. and pray and seek his face, and that he would show us the times. And one of the gifts of the house of Issachar, where Steve is from, is to discern in the heavens the times and the seasons. And, ladies and gentlemen, I can look around today, and I know the time is nigh, even at the door, because the signs are telling me so. It tells me that we're in the last days, and that perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own self. They will be proud. They will be boasters and blasphemers. And they would even come to the point where they would kill you, thinking that they're doing their God a service.
Amen.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't everything that says Lord, Lord. Like John said, there is a plan. Just like there is a time. And the Bible talks about both being in Yahweh's will, not ours. You know, I'm not here today to see to please Buddy and to have my time. I'm here on his time. His appointed seasons. In the seventh month, it said, you shall gather together every male in Israel. If you don't, you'll be cut off. Well, that's pretty serious. I don't want to be cut off. I want to be found willing and able to hear his word, love him, and keep his commandments. I don't want to be shoved out and pushed out into the night, Brother Bruce, where there's going to be gnashing of teeth and great darkness.
Right.
I want to be in his will and the light. I want to dwell with him. I want to see his face. I want to know his name. I want to lift his name up, Brother Odell, while I've got time. I think I'll serve him while I've got time.
Right.
I believe I'll call on him while he's near. And I believe I'll seek him while he can be found through his word. And by gathering with our brothers, I get encouragement. If they come, I'm so thankful. If they don't come, I'm so sad. Maybe for reasons of one or the other, they can't. And we miss. We're so few. You know, like the Bible said, we are the few. The straight, the way, and the narrow. And we have to find the way straight and narrow, and we're not the many. We don't congregate with the many. If I was looking for the many, I'd probably join the Catholic Church, where there's a billion so-called Catholics in the Bible. Well, I just happened to pass by the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, and I found that it spoke of a great whore, and many would find her, and many would serve her, and many would get in a bed with her, and they would commit fornication with her. I don't want to be there. I came out of her. And the Bible gives you a command. Come out of her, my people, and touch not the unclean thing. Brother John was giving you his testimony of how he found him and what name that he called on for the remission of sin. Well, the Bible says, repent, as John quoted the scripture there, repent every one of you. That don't leave you out. You're not special, but you need repentance in the name and the only name that's given under heaven whereby you can be saved. I've heard this lie a lot, brethren, and I'm sure that you know it's true, that they say, oh, he's got many names. Lord ain't no name. God ain't no name, like Bruce said. And we're all duty-bound to call on his name. How can you call on his name if you don't know it? If you've never heard it, how can you call on a name that you've never heard? Faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Hearing by the word.
Amen.
And if you can't hear the word by Yahweh's way of getting it to you, he chose the foolishness of preaching. And it's awful sad sometimes that people are not persuaded, even though you tell them the truth. You can read it to them and prove it 99 ways to one. They'll still shake their head like a bunch of goats and turn from the way and walk away from the only hope of salvation. As John made a mention here, and it's true, salvation is to one people. Those, the people, are in his name. And we read today, brethren, I think it you could agree, and we talked on it a little bit last night also, that we were called with a holy calling before the foundation of the world, that Yahweh knew us before the foundation of the world. And he called out my name through his name. I answered because according to Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, the whole family. And I'm sharing some time with my family, and I love to be here. I don't worry about the job. I don't worry about making a living. I know that I should at times worry about those things, and there's a time and place for it. Right now, I'm thankful to be my family and my friends and my brothers and sisters, and it does my heart good to see them. I get so sad when we have to go our separate ways, and we won't meet again till Passover. It's coming up here in the spring, in the month of May, where we keep the second Passover. Then we keep Pentecost 100 days later down the road, and then we keep this month, the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. We've got one. We've got it online. If you would like to see our calendar, and a lot of people have visited according to the statistics that Brother Bob has informed us, he's in charge, and he keeps up with how many visit, what pages they visited, and we got one of the most visited calendars online. That's www.worldwideweb1yahweh.com. If you'd like to go to our website, we have thousands and thousands of hours of your studying at your convenience in the privacy of your own home. You could be made aware of what's up there. The calendar is at the top of the page where you can easily find it. It's color-coded, and Brother Steve, you've done a good job on that calendar. You've got a lot of friends and brothers and sisters around the country this year that have given you some good compliments. I've not even had time to pass it on to you. Some of the compliments that we've got, and your labor of love is not in vain. You will receive a reward for the work that you've done, and you'll be judged for the deeds done in your body. And I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Come on, Brother Steve, from the great state of Kansas, Brother Steve.
Well, praise Yahweh, Pastor Buddy. Thank you for that overwhelming introduction. I'd like to thank the brethren and the sister in the room here, John, Bard, Bruce, Miss Arlene, Brother Buddy, and Brother Odell. It's not very often a man gets to sit in the presence of more than one, let alone five or six people that believe exactly like he does. So we're all in unison here as a witness to you on all these topics that have come over here. My witness is short and brief. They went around the room the other day, asked everybody what your background was, and Lutheran, Baptist, Pentecost, and now I just praise Yahweh. I was raised a heathen.
Praise Yahweh.
We never went to church very much, and as a result of that, I didn't have a lot of baggage stored up to disassemble and unload. You sit there and you listen to anything very long, and you're going to end up believing it.
Amen.
Whether it's in church or school or business or
that is true. Or
anything else. So my question for everybody listening tonight is why have you not been baptized in the name of Yahweh? And you say, well, I've been baptized. Well, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Or have you been baptized what we call in the phrase Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? None of those three is a name of anything.
Amen.
These are merely titles.
Amen.
The getting baptism in Jesus' name, this is just Zeus worship.
Amen.
You know, on gate day, there'll be trouble if you don't have the right name written in your forehead.
Amen, brother.
Have you read in Revelation? There's several scriptures in Revelation where it talks about having the King James says the seal of God written in their forehead. And it goes on to say that the destroying angel will come and kill everything that doesn't have the seal of God.
Amen.
In their forehead. Well, we know they've taken Yahweh out and put in God. So also will say that, like, if you don't have the seal of Yahweh written in your forehead, you're going to be cannon fodder. You'll be burned up. And so, how do you get the seal of Yahweh in your forehead? And I was talking to a man today, and I've been believing that it's, well, there's really only two ways. It's either something you were given before you were born,
amen,
and or you acquire that seal in your forehead upon correct baptism. That would be getting baptized in the name of Yahweh.
Amen.
So are you a thinking man? Are you a thinking woman? Are you a thinking young man or girl out there? You ever heard that expression, to err on the side of caution?
Amen.
You know, what harm could there be in getting baptized in the name of Yahweh?
Amen.
And on the other side of it, there could be a lot of harm in not getting baptized in that name. You know, you could come into our festival here and look around at these people, and, you know, you just kind of have to be honest and go, you know what? There ain't much here. As one guy would say, is if this is all Yahweh's got, we're toast. But, you know, that's just right now in time. There's an event coming someday when Yahweh lays a couple of big cards on the table of planet Earth, where the people who are His, who've got His name sealed in their foreheads through baptism in His name, those people are going to all of a sudden become very unique, possibly very important, possibly very powerful.
Amen.
Possibly helping Yahweh,
amen,
clean up the trash, the two-footed walking around trash that's on this planet. Most of that trash is running the world right now.
Amen. You got it.
So, you know, your country is looking pretty bleak.
Amen.
Time to look somewhere else besides the TV for an answer, don't you think?
Amen.
That's good, brother. So, Brother Odell left a little song. I got a little song. Yahweh gave this to me, and it's kind of a teaching song, but it's about baptism. You got to ask yourself, now that you've heard this, where you're sitting out there in your little house with your little radio, now you're accountable because somebody, in fact, six and seven somebodies are telling you that baptism in Jesus' name ain't no good.
Amen.
Put His name in your forehead is what you need to do. Go on out to the river, baptism is for you. Get on down in the water to make your kingdom claim. With His name in your forehead, you'll never be the same.
Amen.
Heaven is waiting for the chosen race. Getting in the water gives His amazing grace. Yahweh is your Father, He wants you to see. Covenant and promise of life eternally. Now the name of the Father is what you need today. Belief in any other will surely lead astray. A tower strong is waiting for you to run into. Baptism in Yahweh is how you make it true.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Buddy. It's been a good festival. It's nice to get with people who believe like you do, laugh and joke and tear it up a little bit. And we've all got a...
Hallelujah.
We all bring something to the table to make the other brethren laugh a little bit. So all you out there, everybody that's from Adam is my cousin.
Amen.
So cousins, time to get hip. Time to quit listening to the world. Time to get right, especially if you're white.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
That's good, brother.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Praise Yahweh. A great testimony of the saints that we've got around the radio mic tonight. And I'd like to thank all of you for sitting in with me tonight here on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'd like to also take this opportunity to thank all of the saints that made their efforts and came from many miles, some on the road for almost 15 hours just to get here, and the labor of love and the cost, the savings, you know, that Everybody talks about the cost. Let me mention the savings. You know, you can't work for Yahweh and not get paid. He will repay. If you don't deserve to be paid, you won't be. You maybe have a little taken from you. But if you put your heart in Yahweh, like you brethren and sisters know what I'm talking about. We've had four or five glorious days already. Three meals a day, all we can eat. The cooks stay in the kitchen all the time. And you talk about dedicated. I think they got a little break today and maybe an hour or two, and I got time to rest up just a little bit. But in that, they've got their meals a little bit prepared and got the menu, and they've done a wonderful job. Probably got some of the greatest cooks in the world that I know of, and I've eat chow and eaten swanky places and stuff like that, but boy, it seems to go down better with brothers and sisters enjoying it.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh. And we'd like to send a shout out to our cooks that's worked tirelessly in the kitchen, and for those who've come and sacrificed their time to help others and prefer their brothers and sisters above themselves. That's what love's all about, praise Yahweh. And I'd also like to take this time to mention to you to go to our website once again. Brother Bob has got the website. We talked about the calendar. We've also got articles of faith up there written of what we believe. We're not ashamed of what we believe. As Steve said, we're the few and not the many, and we're those who have found the great name. We're all excited about it. That's all we talk about, really. We just glorify our Father all the time and talk about Him and want to testify. And we had some brothers and sisters that came from deep in Mississippi, and I just got to talk with them just a few minutes ago. And it looks like all three of them have made up their mind to get baptized, praise Yahweh. They are really considering it. They've heard things that has convinced them. And I believe that Yahweh has got enough people here at the festival to confirm the word with signs following. The signs is many believed. And when you believe and you repent, as John gave you the gospel covenant commandment, you repent and you get baptized in this wonderful name. We're not promoting the church of God. There's many gods. We're promoting a Father's assembly, and His name is Yahweh, and the whole family in heaven and earth is in that name, and we're proud of it tonight. And we glorify Him every time we get together. That's all we talk about. It's on our hearts, it's on our mind, about Yahweh. We are Isaac's sons, the sons of laughter. We do like to get together and have a good time. We enjoy one another, and we can get some good laughs. But boy, when it gets serious and it's down to business with those who haven't repented and those who haven't been baptized, we get deadly serious, because it is a serious matter. Today's the day of salvation. Little sister asked me, she said, Pastor Buddy, she said, I really have been thinking about being baptized, and I just want to know what you think. You think that I should go on, or you think I should study the Bible a little bit more? I said, well, sister, let me ask you a question. If you was to take my advice, and I advise you not to get baptized until you studied a little bit more, and you died, how would Pastor Buddy feel? Would he feel like that he's failed you in a testimony? And she said, well, I guess you would. I said, well, what if I advise you to get baptized and you didn't? Would your blood be on my hands? And she said, no, it'd be on mine. And I said, let's say that you did. We'd both be happy, wouldn't we? She said, yeah, I think we would. I said, well, go ahead and hit that water, sister, and get that name called over you. Like Steve said, it's a seal. Be sealed with the holy name. We say, oh, he's got many names. That's a lie of the devil come out of the pits of hell. You don't have many names, and neither does he. And you know he don't have but one name, and by one name are you baptized into this one body that he's created to be his ecclesia that's come together called a church in modern churchianity. We are believers of the faith. We don't have a God. We don't have a Lord. We got a Father. And we'd like to share that with you tonight and pass it on to you that if you're thinking, you're studying. You know, I was told by word of mouth, it came to me, and I don't even know this sister, but it came to me that her son was thinking about joining the church somewhere and being baptized somewhere else in some other name. And this mother has heard me preaching on the radio. And she advised her son. She said, son, do not get baptized until you hear Pastor Buddy's message about Yahweh's name. I would ask you to wait and to consider Yahweh. That's good advice. And I don't know who that sister is, but I sure am thankful, sister, that you give your own flesh and blood son a little advice to take Yahweh.
Amen.
And put him on and water baptism through the name of Yahweh, that you might receive the adoption as a son to gain the inheritance that's promised to you, laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to tell you that Yahweh is coming soon, and I feel that we are in for a lot of trouble. Had a brother today tell me, said, Brother Buddy, I just feel like that the year of 2012 could get very, very interesting on our part, that we needed to put up food and water. On the 20th of October, Marge reminded me here that Planet X or Elemen, possible, that is going to pass the closest that it has it ever will, as they tell me. It won't pass any closer. So there's dates coming up. I think the 7th of November is another watch date in the heavens. But, friends, the Bible says just don't look up on a certain day. It says look up and be ready, for your Father would come in an hour that you think not. When they say peace and safety, and I don't know that the government is saying that. They might be telling us there's no harm and there's no danger, but I know they keep digging deeper into earth to hide their face from him that presently will present himself that sits on the throne. So don't trust your government. They'll lie to you. Don't believe that they'd store you up any food because they ain't got no plans for you. You're going to be left out just like I am. But make your peace first with Yahweh and look up, and he'll make a way for you. If he wants you to live through this mess that's coming, you will. If he wants you to disappear from this mess, the Bible says the righteous are taken from the wrath to come. So be it. Praise Yahweh. Whether we live or whether we die, it's Yahweh. We're going to keep preaching and praise Yahweh. And I'd like to give you our sponsors tonight. I would like to thank Brother Mark and Sister Audrey for being our sponsor tonight. They came up from Mississippi, and they're here with us right now, praise Yahweh. And I would like to also thank Brother Paul up in Michigan. His number is 1-800-253-2748, and also Brother Ed and Brother Bud down in Mississippi Way for our sponsors tonight, and all the others who sponsor me with tithes and offerings and keep our ministry going and the shepherd's call. Well, we would appreciate you would remember these brethren and sisters and pray for them that they might prosper and be in good health, and their family would be blessed and given a reward for their effort. Praise Yahweh. If you'd like to sponsor Pastor Buddy on the air, we're soliciting those who would like to sponsor us on the air. And if you'd like to get us on more than once a week, you'd like to hear Pastor Buddy teach some more, well, you just call me here at area code 423-351-1082. If you'd like to write me, you can do so by addressing your letter simply to Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Let me run that by you one more time in case you didn't catch the zip code or something and you've missed something you need to complete the address. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. My telephone number, once again, if you'd like to call me, is 423-351-1082. We're still in festival? Be in festival for the next Tuesday night. Come on down if you're close enough to Sweetwater and enjoy the fellowship of the Israelite saints of Yahweh who were scattered abroad among the heathen. Not the heathen, but among them. We are chosen with a holy calling, called before the foundation of the world, and picked out because we're a holy people. And you know what the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28:10 says? They will see that you're called by the name of Yahweh, and they'll be afraid of you. I wonder why that the people is afraid of the name of Yahweh. It's the only name he's got. It's the name above every name. It's the saving name. And so the very name that could save you, as Brother Steve said, sometimes people will run to get away from the truth and salvation. I know a lot of people can't have this name because it separates them from mommy, from daddy, and from tradition and things of that nature. So get ready, folks. Yahweh is coming soon. And let's make our election and calling sure, because straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Well, our time is coming on, and this is Pastor Buddy, and thanking our guest that's sitting with us tonight on the seventh month of the Hebrew here in Tabernacles, once again, praising and honoring our Father. Yahweh bless you. We'll see you next Saturday night.